welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. We're on the road at Kansas City's Farm Broadcasting Gathering. North Dakota has provided a lot of leadership in corn grower in the NCGA organization. Now we're going to visit with the now first vice president for NCGA, John Linder. Good to see you, John.
Well, glad to have you here. Really great convention. Really good opportunity. It's my first time here. You know, to help you plug North Dakota a little more, we really thank the leadership that for the National Corn Growers that's coming out of North Dakota. Very dedicated. They got a great association of growers, and proud to be really in a good collaborative effort with them.
In fact, Kevin Schoon has had you up in Fargo a couple of summers ago.
It is, and that's where we met. So beautiful place, beautiful.
All right, well, how was the harvest, or how is the harvest on the Linder farm this fall?
You know, we wrapped up beans last week, which was very timely in the fact that we've got white ground now. I mean, we got our first snow, and it was 1 degree yesterday when I left home, so it's going to stick around for a little bit. But thankfully we've got everything in the bin, but that's not true all over Ohio. There's a lot of folks that are really just getting into that June-planted corn, and it's wet. I hope that they have a great deal of success, but, thankful. Ohio, to this point, maybe knock on wood, hasn't had any LP issues to date, but it could be coming. We don't know. We hit a cold snap.
Yeah. What part of Ohio are you in again?
I'm about an hour north of Columbus, a little town of Edison. My family's been there for multiple generations, so it's...
Now, are you tasked with any particular platform or policy issues or with NCGA?
Well, to be honest with you, as being the first vice president, it is a true officer rotation, as Kevin Schoonis went through that, and he termed off as past chair now. Really proud to have been able to serve with Kevin. I'm first vice president. A year from now, I'll roll into president, then I'll roll into chairmanship. And so my task at this point is to make sure that I'm very, how do I want to say, have the depth of every issue that we're focused on, have the ability to look for new leaders and new growers to tag in to our efforts, and to learn the role of president.
In the next 3 years, you'll do thousands of interviews, so let's give you some good practice here. So,
I really appreciate that. I think I need that.
Okay. The renewable fuel standard right now is under the microscope, and it was a real disappointment to corn growers.
It is. You know, we had a victory with E15. What a wonderful thing to have year-round E15. But then, you know, President Trump did a good thing, but the administration didn't follow through because EPA started handing out RFS waivers to the tune that E15 is almost like a non-event. We lost more demand than we gained.
I know there's a comment period now. Farmers should maybe go to the NCGA website, and should they do more than cut and paste, copy and paste the comments?
Put your heart into it, because it is very imperative to you. You know, when EPA waived 4 billion gallons equivalent of ethanol, that's a lot of corn that we disappeared out of the market. So if you can, definitely click on the NCGA.com, click on the part where you can comment to EPA. A little bit of background will go a long way, but it's all there, very provided for you, November 29th. And if you don't do it, you're pretty much telling the EPA that, hey, your deal's okay. And it's not. It absolutely is not okay. It cuts us in half in a heartbeat.
We need to kind of account for all of the small refinery exemptions. The gallons law, 4 billion? That's a third of the law of the land is not accounted for.
Well, that's it. You know, President Trump had announced on October 4th an agreement that directed EPA to follow the letter of the law and keep their RFS whole. But, you know, his intent was to account for all those waivers that were actually waived. EPA's proposal is to use the Department of Energy's recommendation to the EPA, which they have never paid attention to, which if they would have, they would have only waived half the gallons that they did. Now they want to use that half number as the allocation going forward. Does not work.
Doesn't it? And also doesn't make any sense what they're doing. There's a lack of transparency, a lot of problems there. So other issues in front of corn growers that need to be worked on, John?
Well, back to NCGA.com. Obviously, you will find a link as well for talking to your congressman about passing USMCA. We've got a limited number of legislative days left in 2019, but there's an appetite for it in Washington. We need to tell them, get it done, because if they push this off until the 2020 election year, there's going to be so many distractions that it's going to be such a heavy lift to get it in front of Congress, get it ratified, and move forward. You know, Mexico buys 25% of our exports. We still have NAFTA in place. But, boy, if it really got ugly and they pulled out of NAFTA and didn't have USMCA in place, we have no agreement. We revert to most favored nation, which puts tariffs back on us. Huge loss for corn farmers. Absolutely phenomenal loss to a U.S. period. So we need that agreement, and it will put us in position to tell the world we're open for business. You know, we're going to work with Vietnam. They're really wanting to do, and the rest of the TPP countries. Vietnam really wants to be a good trading partner with us. You know, we get Vietnam because we have USMCA, we have partial agreement with Japan. Now we're starting to roll the ball the right direction, and that snowball will get bigger, and it will gain traction. And like I said, we're going to tell the world we're open for business. That's what we need to do.
Yeah. On the House side, Colin Peterson saying it'll pass. Chuck Grassley on the Senate side, it'll pass. They just need to get it to a vote.
Well, you know, Lighthizer, I want everybody to understand, Lighthizer is doing us a tremendous amount of work with Nancy Pelosi. We got both sides of the aisle working, the administration and the Democrats. So we know we can get there. We just need to get it in front of them. We need to move forward.
One of the many issues that national corn growers go to bat for all the corn farmers. So John Linder, first vice president from Ohio, thank you very much for the visit. And we'll be talking to you a lot over the next few years.
Thank you for the story. We really appreciate what you do for us.
Okay. Thank you, John.